A hostage crisis last week at a remote Algerian gas plant was carried out by 30 militants from across the northern swath of Africa and two from Canada, according to Algerian authorities. In all, 38 workers and 29 militants died, the Prime Minister of Algeria said Tuesday. It was the government's first detailed account of 4 days of chaos that ended with a military raid that he defended as the only way possible to end the standoff. 5 foreigners are still missing. In New York, the UN Security Council strongly condemned what it described as the heinous terrorist attacks in Algeria.
We condemn in strongest terms the terrorist attack in Algeria, resulting in numerous deaths and injuries. We join others in expressing our deep sympathy and sincere condolences to the victims of these heinous acts and their families, and to the people and the government of Algeria and those countries whose nationals have been affected.
That was Pakistani Foreign Minister Jalil Abbas, whose nation holds the rotating presidency of the Security Council. I'm Christopher Wells.